I now call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order for Wednesday, April 12th, and we'll note for the committee record we do have a quorum present. And first order of business is approval of the minutes from Tuesday, April 11th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Yes, Chair Long, I've reviewed the minutes and I move their approval.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. Next order of business are deadline waivers pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, House File 2, House File 447, House File 2778, and House File 1900 are now in the possession of the Rules Committee after a missing deadline. The only purpose before us, as a reminder, is to waive the deadlines for further action and to recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The first bill up for our consideration is House File 2, which is Ruth Richardson paid family and medical leave, and the reason for the waiver is that this is a complicated bill that has seven committee stops to have gone through, and in order to have the deliberative process needed, we needed extra time for the bill. Any discussion to the House File 2 deadline waiver? Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I won't belabor this. I would have the same comments on all of the suspensions we're going to be listening to. It's unfortunate that these couldn't be done during deadline, and I thought it was extremely unfortunate, especially with HF2, that that bill went through almost all its committee steps without the benefit of a fiscal note. And so I just feel like all along the way, this has been a challenge. And so, you know, I will be voting no, and I just want to express our concerns about how this has gone. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Robbins. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 2 and that House File 2 be re-referred to the Committee on Workforce Development, Finance, and Policy. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. Next is House File 447, the Judiciary Policy Bill, Representative Becker Finn. This was delayed in an effort to separate out the policy provisions from the Judiciary Finance Bill, and so that is the reason for the waiver. Any discussion to House File 447? Seeing none, I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 447 and that House File 447 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The next bill for consideration is House File 2278. This is the LCCMR membership and terms modified availability funds disbursements modified bill. Representative Hansen. And the reason is that the House File 2778 and House File 1900 are directly connected bills, as one deals with the reform of the LCCMR and the other deals with the renewal of the Environmental Natural Resources Trust Fund. House File 2778 required additional time and they needed to move together. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in, I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 2778 and that House File 2778 be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. And last is House File 1900, which is Representative Hollins' constitutional amendment for the renewal of the Environmental Natural Resources Trust Fund. And any discussion to that motion? I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 19 and that House File 1900 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. With that, members, we are adjourned.